Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Kia ora, Troy, how are you?
Great, Rachel, thank you.
You made a nice observation of Howling Wolf saying that if a tree could sing, it might sound like Howling Wolf.
Yeah.
Which I think is quite true. He's got that nice woody, echoey voice, eh?
One of the finest singers of the 20th century, no doubt about it.
You've also brought us some very fine music this morning. What have we got?
Well, let's start with something made in quarantine, shall we?
Let's do it.
So the newest album from Mr. Tendelonious, completely recorded in lockdown at his house.
Oh, true. He must have a nice setup.
Yeah, I think he does. And when you look at the list of synthesizers he's used on it, you're like, dude.
He must have a cool, like, synth basement or something.
Yeah.
I think they call that a studio.
Yeah.
My synth room. Step through to my synth room.
So, Quarantena, or in fact, it's probably Italian, isn't it? Quarantena.
Quarantena.
All done in lockdown. And when you hear synthesizer and Tendelonious, you start thinking of them dance floor focused sort of banger type things. Well, this one, I think we can figure out what else he was doing in lockdown, because he said the album is largely inspired by sci-fi and fantasy films.
Nice.
It's got a track on here called COVID Blues.
Correct.
I think that's probably a relatable song, isn't it?
The cover looks a little bit like a Dementor.
Okay.
Do you think?
Well,
with the hat,
I thought it looked like a Womble.
Yeah, but it's somewhere between a Womble and a Dementor, but it's definitely a plague mask. Is the vibe?
It's quite scary.
No.
Well,
look,
no.
Look at the eyes. Very friendly.
A friendly Womble. Dementor.
So the weird thing is that this is the title track, and this is rather different than the rest of the album in that. He's somehow flown in Nick Walters from Ruby Rushton to play trumpet on this one.
Oh, true.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm
maybe
guessing
he's got a nice home studio too.
I'm thinking he probably does. And there's Nick right there. And what is it about the vibe of this that instantly I like? Well, it's not a popular thing to say, but late 80s Miles Davis is something I really dig.
Mm.
And you kind of have it right here.
It's really nice.
I feel like with music that's been made over quarantine, there's a lot of different moods that it taps into depending on who's made it, what their situation is. But this is quite a nice one for if you need something to kind of chill out to, I think, maybe.
Yeah, it goes a little bit up tempo in one piece at least, but for the most part, it's like it just makes me feel that I wasted all my time in lockdown.
I was going to say, that's a pretty quick turnaround, isn't it?
Yeah.
Relatively,
write,
yeah.
Make, and then also press the vinyl. Have it all sent out and distributed. It's
It is quick. And in fact, it's even quicker than that when you consider that he announced it and put it out digitally at the end of June.
Blimey.
That
so
is,
he got it together pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So we've got 1984, Chapter 1, Rocco's Rugger, Quarantena, which we're listening to, Folker's Flight, Lockdown Boogie, COVID Blues, and on side B we've got Total Recall, Moment's Notice, Birds of Paradise, Mask Up / Glove Up, big mood, Utopia, and 40 Nights.
There you go.
There we go.
So you don't hear it so much in this one, but on this record, apart from like a raft of synthesizers, as you can see at the bottom there, Rachel.
Oh, yeah.
Tendon also plays, he's got his flute out a couple of times. There's a soprano sax at some point. There's an alto flute, I think.
Yes, there is.
But
there is a lot of synthesizers on here.
Yeah.
Rolands, Yamahas, Nords, everything under the sun. Access Virus A? What is that?
I think that's a piece of software, synthesizer software.
Well, it's also very pandemic-y, isn't it?
It's quite a nice stamp in time as well, outside from
You're
the
right.
music being obviously very good,
yeah.
but also nice piece to pick up to be like, I went through that.
We went through it.
I have a feeling we're still going through it.
But, we're going through it. There is some great stuff on here. Yeah, he plays a lot of different instruments, and most of them are synths, but as you said, there's a few other beautiful bits and pieces in there as well. And actually, it did have the name of the artist who's done the Womble and the...
It's Theo Aykroyd, isn't it?
Theo Aykroyd, yeah. You are correct. And it's all dedicated to LC, whoever LC is.
I don't know.
But that's nice.
So there we go. Tendelonious Quarantena, back on 22A, which is his label.
Cool.
And where are we going to go to next? Oh, I know.
Let's have a look.
Let's go back about 20 years in the past.
Oh, this is cool.
Well, not quite 20 years. 18 years in the past. So this here is Will Holland, the man known throughout the world as Quantic. This was a Quantic second LP, which is entitled Apricot Morning. First time on vinyl for about a decade.
What's the cover look like, Tess? Give us a visual journey.
Butterflies on it.
Nice.
Yep. And photographs. Old-looking ones.
Some old photographs and some butterflies. And some big sort of psychedelic splodges.
Yeah, it's very sweet.
Now, who's this vocalist?
I don't know, but it's great.
You're correct. It is, in fact, Alice Russell.
Ah!
So Alice is on two tunes on this. And yesterday, I'd almost forgotten this recording. Yesterday in the office, and I love that one with Alice Russell. We put it on, I'm like, oh, I don't think I do. And then I realised there was another one on here, which I did, and this is the one I love.
So which one is this one? This is the Search the Heavens?
No.
No, this is Sweet Calling.
Yes, it is. I so can those hear are the my two, sweet soul going.
Two names of the tracks that she is on.
Yep. It generally sounds better when the stylus isn't worn out like this, but there you go.
Hey, we've got to work with what we got.
So, this, like I said, this was Quantic's second album, and I remember at the time it was great because it wasn't at the point where anyone had decided what box to put Quantic in. Mm. Anytime something of his came out, it's like, what? Okay, great. Straight after this, he formed the Quantic Soul Orchestra, which wasn't just a name of him with his equipment. It was a full orchestra. But this one here, the cool thing about it is his first record, he used a lot of funk samples and things. And on this one, he used a lot of samples of himself.
That's quite cool, I think, it feels like quite a nice step up or step in a different direction, maybe.
Yeah, it was like he plays guitar and acoustic guitar and bass and stand-up bass and does all the percussion and the programming and things. And about half of this record sounds like kind of funk rhythm tracks, whereas the other half, when he adds the melody, it just takes it somewhere else, like this one.
Mm. This feels like a nice early summer kind of a record as well, you know? Feels like the start of warmer days.
Does it?
I think so.
Maybe.
That's how I'm listening to it, at least. Maybe it's that sound where you kind of feel like you can hear a party happening down the street kind of thing. And you're like, ah, yes, people starting to have barbecues and stuff.
I better get on the phone to noise control right now.
I'm trying to paint a visual picture here, guys.
Oh, okay.
Help me out.
I didn't know where you were going with
both
that.
Both Des and Troy looking deeply confused.
There's a party down the road and I wasn't invited. And I was going to go, oh,
sad.
It's going to stink.
Dolly Parton vibes.
What?
Two doors down. Never mind.
I'm walking here today, it's all Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers. I just wonder where I am. So, yeah, Quantic, Apricot Morning on the True Thoughts label.
And I'm really into
me,
this.
It sounds great, but not on whatever that knitting needle you're playing it on is.
Sorry, Troy.
Guys, get a B card so we can get a new stylus. This is awesome, though. I'm really into this. So how many tracks we got on here, Tess? Oh, is that actually on the back?
It's on the back. Would you like me to read out all the titles?
You've got four sides.
Four sides.
Four sides.
Alice Russell, what a great soul singer for a 21st century British lady.
Beautiful.
11 tracks. I had to count them.
It's quite small print, to be fair, as well.
Okay, I think we got to stop this. It's
The Needle. Quantic with Apricot Morning. And is that on the shelves now?
It is.
And what have we got over here?
Uh-oh. Now, do you remember a few weeks ago, before that last Auckland thing, do you remember we did the One That's a Juju compilation?
I do. It was a great compilation.
Okay, now, the label that they were on, Blackfire, Strut, have managed to license a bunch of Blackfire stuff. And this is the first compilation that they put out. There's quite a bit of oneness on this compilation. In fact, Lorne Moshe, who we're listening to now, is a vibraphone player, but he played marimba on African Rhythms.
Oh, wicked.
And the also playing on this tune, you have Plunky Branch.
So it's Plunky Branch's name.
Yeah, remember Plunky Branch is the man behind Oneness of Juju.
Bloody good name.
I think his name is James, but there you go.
Plunky's better.
It says on the inside booklet in this record that there's an extensive interview with Oneness of Juju.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like it when you get something special like that.
Some light reading.
I think it
listening.
Serves to contextualise things rather than simply be the light reading. You know, the context of... A label like Blackfire in the 1970s, you know, strangely enough, a black-owned label for black music wasn't really the norm.
Funnily enough, I can imagine that.
And so you had these small independents like Strata East. And in fact, the reason why Blackfire started was because Strata East had had to fold. And weirdly enough, the reason Strata East had to fold was because of the huge success of one record, which was Gil Scott Heron.
Really?
Yeah, they couldn't. They had to. The demand for it was so great. They had to use all their reserve money to press it to meet the demand. It was too much.
Shoot.
Anyway, back to this one, Lorne Moshe. This here, it was recorded in 1976, but didn't come out until 1993 on a CD. Blackfire was still going in the early 90s, even more underground.
This is quite interesting to listen to now because. A lot of the jazz you've been bringing us and, like, funk and Africa kind of music that you've been bringing us in the last year, you can hear a real link to sounds like this. And this
Absolutely.
Is from, like, the total contemporary stuff that comes in, from that London scene and a lot of that Chicago sound and stuff. This could have been made this year.
It could have been, but 1976, Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
But that is the thing. It's like as much as everyone loves to label everything and try to put things into a little place, there's the veins that feed into any kind of music, you know, are pumping from all over the place. Is that a marimba or a vibraphone? I think he's playing vibes on this, isn't he? You won't be able to read it because it's probably
it's on
in the book.
Inside, yeah. This has got a great cover, I have to say. It's got a photo of one of the groups. Will that be...
That's Oneness.
That's Oneness. It's got Oneness on the front, performing. Looks like a hot summer's day at a big stadium. You got a nice close-up on the percussion. There's actually a... Yeah, this looks great. I don't know, what is that big thing over there, Troy? What's that thing?
Oh, now that's a marimba.
Oh, that's a big marimba. Okay. Yeah, this looks awesome. In full cry.
What I like about this is that there's also a sort of a feeling of south of the border. I mean, South America. There's African rhythms. There's Latin rhythms. African American rhythms. This one's a super fun one. What's the name of the tune? I want to hear you say it.
Doing the carving for the bowl? Thabo? Thabo? I don't know.
Say it again.
Doing the carving for Thabo? Thabo? Help me out here, Troy.
Oh, I like that. And the name of his orchestra behind him is
Southern Freedom Orchestra.
Yeah, Lord Moshe and the Southern Freedom Orchestra.
There is a couple of live tracks on here. Oh, there's one live track on here.
Yeah.
And Oneness of Juju, recorded in Washington, D.C. in 75.
Is that African Rhythms?
That's African Rhythms, right. Yep. And you got a poem as well.
Well, no, near it. Yeah, it's spoken word over sort of like spiritualist sort of sounds.
Is there a lot of vocal on this album, or mostly?
Well, weirdly enough, Wayne, who's on here, is a soul singer.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there was a, you know, the underground of 70s soul, sort of away from the glitzy R&B, no Morris White suits, anything like that. So there is, I'd say about half of this has vocal.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Remind us of the name.
Now, this is entitled Black Fire, Soul Love Now, the Black Fire record story, 1975 to 93. And that's tricking you a bit because that tune there was released in 93.
But, right.
Soul Love Now, that's actually the name of a Lon Moshe tune.
There we go.
In fact, he was on. Yes. So that's that one. Double LP. Hopefully it's the first in a long series of the Black Fire label reissues.
Yeah, that sounds like a cool project going on there.
At the same time, there's another label called Black Jazz from the early 70s, which somebody has now got the rights to reissue with it. The first thing we saw was a Record Store Day thing. So hopefully, like Strata East has been reissued in the last few years by Pure Pleasure and others. But it's really good that these things, which sort of elitist people have been going, oh, yes, I've got this, you'll never find it. It's now good that people are going to be able to hear this and enjoy it, because what was it made for?
Music. Made for listening.
Yeah.
So that was Blackfire. What was the other two you brought us?
Before that was the reissue, is it 18 years? It must be 18 years.
18 years of Quantic.
Quantic. Apricot Morning is second LP. And we started off with Ed Cawthorn, also known as Tenderlonious, Quarantina, on the 22A label, his Made in Lockdown album with lots of synthesizers.
Lots of synths. Thank you very much, Troy.
Thanks
we'll
so
see you in the shop.
Okay.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.